Seneca Park Zoo was recently named one of the worst zoos for elephants by an animal rights group. WXXI's Veronica Volk went to find out why.
All right, can we do a little walk and talk? Maybe sure. You can describe what we're doing.
Sure. So they're inside now because of the temperature that it's going to be overnight.
I'm talking to Louis DiVincenti. He's the Assistant Zoo Director for Animal Care and Conservation at Seneca Park Zoo, and he's introducing me to their four African elephants, Genesee, Lilac, Moki, and Chana.
One of my big questions, I guess, is how do you acclimate an animal from Africa to a Rochester climate?
They're actually really interesting. All of our African animals, for the most part, like the winter. So there's no temperature that the elephants don't go out, and they have choices. So they'll choose to go outside, they'll play in the snow, they'll throw snowballs, and then
when you imagine injustice to animals, you might not picture elephants throwing snowballs. But Seneca Park Zoo was recently named one of the worst zoos for elephants by an advocacy group called In Defense of Animals, based in California. They claim the zoo is misinforming the public because the elephants, ranging in age from late 30s to early 40s, are referred to as seniors and even geriatric. Will Anderson is an advocate on their elephant team.
An elephant is not old at 30 and 40 years old. What they're seeing are the effects of captivity. And captivity kills.
Anderson says they believe that Seneca Park Zoo might be dismissing serious health and mobility issues as just a consequence of old age. DiVincenti disagrees.
So when we're talking about elephants, sure, they could live up to 70 years old. Most don't, though. So the median life expectancy, which we know, is around 40.
That's not entirely true, according to some elephant researchers. Wild elephants living in the Amboseli National Park in Kenya have a median lifespan of 56 years. But the mischaracterization of age is only a segue to the main argument made by In Defense of Animals, which is that elephants shouldn't be in captivity at all, regardless of how well they're treated.
Well, Seneca Park Zoo, the elephants there are older than many elephant populations that are captive in this country. They are still part of the larger problem of telling people that elephants in captivity represent elephants, and that they do not.
Other zoos on the list have been the target of more egregious accusations, like keeping elephants in isolation or using bull hooks. The disagreement seems to come down to one question: are zoos good or bad? Seneca Park says an important part of its mission is connecting people to the animals and hopefully inspiring them to care about conservation. DiVincenti says it's something he feels passionately about from personal experience.
I grew up in New Orleans, so there was the Louisiana Nature Center outside of New Orleans, and my parents made me volunteer there when I was like 12 years old, and they had alligators and snakes and that sort of thing that made me like animals and like wildlife in particular. And then
it worked on you.
Yeah, definitely.
If that connection is helping local conservation efforts, it's not reflected on a larger scale. The African elephant population continues to decline. One study showed their numbers dropped by 30% between 2007 and 2016, largely due to habitat loss. Regardless of where they live, elephants are undeniably charismatic. They're massive animals, and their trumpeting is thrilling. Just listen to this baby elephant in Texas.
Oh my goodness.
For what it's worth, this sound was recorded at a zoo.
Oh my goodness. Do you hear him? Do you want to see him?
Veronica Volk, WXXI News.